Hello. You know, it sure is hard to have faith sometimes, especially when you're going through a difficult time. Is it hard or is it hard? I think we both know the answer. I like this poem. It says, "A traveler crossed a frozen stream in trembling fear one day. Later, a teamster drove across and whistled all the way. Great faith and little faith alike were granted safe convoy, but one had pains of needless fear, the other all the joy." Well, I guess we really need to use our faith. There's one thing to have faith, and there's another thing to use faith. I think there could be a difference. I don't know. Well, maybe so. Like this, for example. Some might keep it in their pocket. The other would stretch it out toward God, making it shiny. Again, we have to use it to be effective. Let me illustrate it this way. The other day, I went to the cabinet where we keep some silver trays and some other things made of sterling. We don't have many pieces, but we have a few. And for a particular occasion, I wanted a cream and sugar set. And when I pulled them out, they were, man, you guessed it, almost black in appearance. Almost instantly, I recalled the words of a dear lady back years ago who told me, "I always use my sterling silver, Pastor Neil, because if I didn't use the silverware daily, it would tarnish." Well, I'm persuaded that my faith needs to get shiny, but yet I think it tends to get dark without constant use. Strange fact is that almost daily there are situations where I have to exercise my faith. For example, in going through a difficult time, affliction, illness, a situation at work, a spouse problem, the list is endless. But we need in these to exercise our faith, and we've got to believe God's love, and we have to believe God's power more than we believe our own feeling and our own experiences. Like in Hebrews it says, through faith we understand. So my friend, in all and through it all, let's never put a question mark where God has put a period. And so my prayer is, Lord, I just ask that you bless this one, that if fear is knocking at the door of their heart, they would have faith to open it and find that there is no one there. Keep their faith bright by letting them use it daily in the big events and the little events of life's perplexities. And if they're going through a really difficult time, God bless them as they stretch their faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thanks for calling and following the signal. You can talk if you like. Goodbye.